Мне рада мадве, яян кунья мяри. Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Madhava Gopijana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajanaranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajanaranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Vrajana Ranjana Jaya Dana Vrajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Munat Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jai Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Shri Radhe Jaya. Jai Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Shri Radhe Jaya. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 jaya jaya, Prabhupada, jaya. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Shri Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. ठीक है सर, नहीं जर निकाल निकाल खराब हो जाए. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 ना चैप्टर 19. इट्स किंग पृथुज 100 सैक्रिफाइस. सो नाउ वी आर रीडिंग फॉर द वर्स 33 एंड 34. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय रोषम आर्हतुम अर्हसि भावपि हि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रहौ. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय रोषम आर्हतुम अर्हसि उभवपि हि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय रोषम आर्हतुम अर्हसि उभव अपि हि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय भावपि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय रोषम आर्हतुम अर्हसि भावपि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय संहारेतुम अर्हसि विद्रांते मतलिस. नैवात्मने महिंद्राय रोषम आर्हतुम अर्हसि भावपि हि भद्रं ते उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह. सो द वर्ड वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. न नॉट एव सर्टनली आत्मने नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम यू महा इंद्राय अपॉन द किंग ऑफ हेवन इंद्रा रोषम एंगर अर्हतुम टू अप्लाय अर्हसि यू ऑट उभौ बोथ ऑफ यू अपि सर्टनली ही अल्सो भद्रम गुड फॉर्च्यून ते अंटू यू उत्तम श्लोक विग्रह इनकार्नेशंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा कंटिन्यूड लेट देयर बी अ गुड फॉर्च्यून टू बोथ ऑफ यू. For you and King Indra are both part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you should not be angry with King Indra, who is not different from you. So let's see the next verse also, because it's also connection and it has a purpose. So, okay. So I will just read the verse. Masmin Maharaja Krita Smachintam. Maybe we can just repeat one time, and then we can go, because this is an important verse. So, Masmin Maharaja Krita Smachintam. Nisham Yasmad Bachadrutatma. Yadhya Yato Deva Hatam Nukkartum. Manoti Rushtam Mishate Tamundam. Masmin Maharaja Krithar Smachintam. Nisham Yasmad Vachavadrutatma. Yadhya Yato Deva Hatam Nukartum. Mano Atirushtam Vishate Tamundam. Third time also once. Masmin Maharaja Krithar Smachintam. Nishamyasmad vachadrutatma yadhyayato daiva hatam nukartum manoti rushtam shate tamondam. So maybe we can also look towards word by word, by word and translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So ma, do not, asmin, in this, Maharaja, O king, Kritaha, do, sma, as done in the past, chintam, agitation of the mind, nishamya, please consider, asmat, my, vachaha, words, adrutatma, being very respectful, yat, because, dhyayataha, of him who is contemplating, daivahatam, that which is thwarted by the providence, nu, certainly, kartum, to do, manaha, the mind, atirushtam, very angry, vishate, enters, tamaha, darkness, andham, dense. So the translation and purport of Srila Prabhupada. So my dear king, do not be agitated and anxious because your sacrifices have not been properly executed due to the providential impediments. Kindly take my words with great respect. We should always remember that if something happens by providential arrangements, we should not be very sorry. The more we try to rectify such reversals, the more we enter into the darkish region of material thought. Purport. Sometimes the saintly or very religious persons also has to meet with reversals in life. Such incidents should be taken as providential. Although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid counteracting such reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest regions of material anxiety. Lord Krishna has always advised us in this connection, we should tolerate things instead of being agitated. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakantansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shibhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, seeking blessings from all of you Vaishnavas so that I could speak and something share and what I had studied and what I tried to explore on this verse. So for my own purification and for all of us to dive into this deep into this verse. So, So if you see these two verses, it has the majority the theme which is there is actually about respecting Vaishnavas and at the same time again how to accept the reverses in our life. Okay. So as we see, if we look into the first verse, let's analyze the first verse. If you go ahead. So in the first verse, let's see the translation once again. So the translation mentions that Lord Brahma continued, "Let there be good fortune for both of you, for you and King Indra are both part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you should not be very angry with King Indra, who is not different from you." So if you see, if we go to analyze this verse, so there is a, if you go, So it is mentioned that Ubhav api hi bhadramte. So let there be good fortune upon all of you. Upon both of you. Okay. So we have to be always alert that when we are in a committed devotee community, okay, and especially when there is a conflict among devotees, and we are their friends or maybe at their leadership position for caring for them, so we should not be taking sides of devotees in the sense, and because we should have always well wishing for both the parties. We should have always well wishing nature for both of us. Although there may be case. Jai Shri Ramadhanbhari Ki Jai and Gaurang Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So although there may be case sometimes that some party is something wrong, okay, but then we should not be demonizing that person or that party or demonizing their practicing devotees, because as everyone, as we are practicing devotees, as many times Gaurang Darshan Prabhu mentions, it's like a work in progress, okay. So everyone is work in progress, just like if you see on the roadside, there is some construction site going on the road. So they have the divergence and they have a big board, that work in progress. So be little alert, be careful and just take other side. But the work in progress also indicates that in due course of time, that work will get completed. So as work will get completed indicates that now you will be go through that same road once again properly. So in the same way, work in progress in case of devotees indicate that every devotee is working on their anarthas to work on. So there may be some, you can say, little faults or little difficulties in that while dealing with devotees, but we should ignore that. We should not focus on that that things, because in due course of time, as they are sincerely practicing devotional service, that whatever the we are seeing a small kind of any fault or something, so that will get removed away properly. So this is very important that when we are among the devotees, we should always be well-wishing for both of them, especially when there is conflict. And we should not avoid that kind of demonizing or demeaning a practicing devotees. Okay, just like here we see the Lord Brahma who advises, when there is Prithu Maharaj, there is conflict between Prithu Maharaj and Lord Indra. So Lord Indra tried to steal the horse by coming in disguise of a various, you can say, bogus sadhu, saintly personalities. He took the dress of saintly personality or sadhu just to steal the horse. Okay, so that Prithu Maharaj could not do 100 sacrifice. And then Brahmaji told that you don't need to do the 100 sacrifice. Let's resolve this issue. Okay, so let's you do only 19 sacrifices, but by that one also your glories will be more spread all over the world. Okay, so indirectly he told that way. And he also, as a Prithu Maharaj, also kind of humble devotee, he was obviously the Shaktavish avatar of the Lord. And as the Indra also, you can say, because Shaktavish avatar indicates specially empowered soul. So Indra also specially empowered soul, you have to also respect him, although he makes mistakes many times. We see in Krishna book, so many times he made mistake, considering Krishna to be as a little boy, covered boy. He kind of poured torments of rain onto the all Vrajvasis, trying to kill them. Okay. And also, so that way, also in that time of Dwarka pastimes, after stealing that tree, so Parija tree, so he again was fighting with Krishna. So that way, sometimes it happens that devotees, there will be some conflicts and devotees may take some other side, but we have to also steal that, see that the empowerment is given to him by Lord, and he is also the practicing devotee. Okay, although he's a great demigod, he's in control. So that is one important thing that we have to avoid unnecessary kind of demonizing or demeaning. But we have to take lessons from that. Okay. So these two important things we have to make sure. And then there is the next point is that Uttama Shloka Vigraha. So next phrase comes in that verse is Uttama Shloka Vigraha. So in the Uttama Shloka Vigraha, it actually indicates it's like a Sakshat Haritvena. You can say na. For Guru, we say Sakshat Haritvena. Okay. It's like representative of the Lord. So even Vaishnavas also, they also are like representatives of the Lord. Okay. So for them, even when there is some kind of such conflict, we should always remember that all devotees, Vaishnavas, either in both the parties, in case there is conflict, we have to still respect them, or both of them, because knowing them that they are the representatives of the Lord. Okay. And we should be like an essence seeker for that case, in that sense. Okay. So just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a chapter comes in Adi Lila, chapter 8, so where the qualities of chief servitor of Govindji is mentioned, whose name is Sri Haridas Pandit. So we can go to the verses, where nice verses are there. We can just reflect on that on the next slide. Okay. So the one of the first verse comes that Sabara sammana karta karen sabar hita kautilya masarya himsa na jane tara chitta. So it is one of the qualities mentioned of the Haridas Pandit. By Krishna Kuraj Goswami, he is mentioning the qualities of Haridas Pandit, who was at that time a chief servitor of Govindji. Okay. So here it is mentioned that how he is the call, he is sabara sammana karta. So he was giving respect to everyone, every devotee, irrespective of, you can say, there may be differences in devotees, but he was not making any differences in the ant sense. He was giving respect to everyone, every devotees. Sabara samman karta, karen sabar hita. He was always well-wishing to them, karen sabar hita. Hita is kind of thinking well-wish or thinking good for them, thinking what is the best for that person. So he was always looking for what is the best for that person. Okay. And Kautilya matsarya himsa na jane tara chitta. His heart was not... It was devoid of any kind of political, Kautilya is like political mindset, okay, or matsarya, the envy. So his consciousness was free from that while dealing with the devotees. Okay. Then again it is mentioned that next quality was mentioned in the next verse, that how the Vaishnava is reservoir of all good qualities. Okay. It is mentioned that Krishna riye sadharana shada guna bachasa. So it is mentioned that the 50 qualities of Lord Krishna were all present in his body. So what it indicates like Uttama Shloka Vigraha. Okay. So like representative of Krishna. So obviously this was the pure devotee. But still we have to respect that all those who are practicing devotees also. Gradually they start developing this qualities as it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. It comes in Bhagavatam 5th canto 18th chapter 12th verse. It is mentioned yasya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchane sarvair gunai tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathen asati dhavato bahi. So what is mentioned, yasya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchane. So one who has the devotion, how the devotion akinchana, unalloyed, unmotivated devotion towards the Supreme Lord, where that devotion, so for them, sarvair gunai tatra samasate sura. So all divine qualities of a demigods, they gradually come into that person, okay, that devotee who is sincerely doing unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Lord. Okay. And next what is mentioned, harav abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. But what in the other case, if one is not devotee of harav, he is abhakta to Haru, the Lord, Supreme Lord. Then what good qualities he can accomplish in his life. Okay. Because what happens, manorathe nas asati dhavati bahi. So that person, he's just like his all mind, body, intelligence and senses, obviously they are running based on the mental concoction. Okay. So manorathe, on the chariot of the mind, he's just like wandering here and there. Okay, so like that, this is a case of who is not devotee, who is not situated properly in devotional service. But who is situated properly in devotional service, all divine qualities appears in him. So knowing that one, although someone may be practicing devotee, we should not see gone seeing false. We can go to the next verse, next slide. Okay, so maybe we can ask, okay, so this is a case of pure devotee. What the case, let's say, if one is a if you still see a fault in a practicing devotee, apparently you may see the fault. So what is the strategy? What you will do for them? So even if you see the fault, you have to make sure that in case, if you want to see the fault, see in your own practice of devotional service. Okay, be strong with yourself, be strong with oneself, and be lenient with others. Be lenient with others in the sense, it means that we have to accept all the devotees irrespective of their faults and give them a little scope or little space so that they can improve. Maybe if you are at a position of to counsel them, you can counsel and let them know whatever they are in proper manner, proper Vaishnava etiquettes, and then give them space so that they can improve on their work, on their difficulties, problems, and then work progressively ahead to overcome that problem. So that way we have to be lenient with others, accept them, give space for their progressive growth in devotional service. So again, for that one only, this is mentioned in the next quality of or Pandit Haridas only, is Gunagrahi, which is a very famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which mentions, Vaishnavera Gunagrahi Nadikhaye Dosha Kaya Mano Vakya Kare Vaishnava Santosha. So like that, it is mentioned that the Pandit Haridas was always accepting the good qualities. Vaishnavera Gunagrahi, he was accepting the good qualities. Like Rajahamsa, we heard about the swan, the great swan. When we mix the milk and water, it is mentioned that he only takes the milk, the essence, and leaves the water. Okay. So similarly, we have to be always alert that we seek the essence within the Vaishnavas, within the devotees, in dealing with devotees. Vaishnava Gunagrahi. And ignore the dosh, na dekhaye dosh. And at the same time, what we have to do? Kaya manu vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. With our body, with our mind, and with our words, we have to endeavor for pleasing Vaishnavas, pleasing devotees. Okay. So this is the safe situation and strategy for dealing with any kind of situation like this. Okay. So here also there is a nice purport given by Prabhupada, which is also very nice, especially in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, where Prabhupada mentions, it is qualification of Vaishnava that he is adosha darshi. Okay. So he never sees others' faults. Okay. And of course, every human being has both good qualities and faults. Therefore it is said that sajjanam gunam ichchanti dosham ichchanti pamara. So what those who are sajjana, wise person, they are just looking for the gunam, they are looking for the what is the good qualities. Okay. But those who are palmer, those who are not properly intelligent, they just looking for the what are their faults. Okay. So obviously everyone has a combination of faults and glories, but Vaishnava as a super person, man, accepts only a man's glories and not his faults. That Prabhupada mentions here. For flies seek sores. If you see, if you have some sore on the body, generally you see flies are always coming on that sore. Okay. So if there is blood and pus and all, so the flies will look for that only. But honeybees seeks for the honey. Prabhupada is mentioning here. So Haridas Pandit never find a fault with any Vaishnava, but consider only his good qualities. So there is the thing we have to learn, that we have to see good qualities. So in this case also, that Brahmaji, he didn't kind of started blaspheming Indra in front of Prasu Maharaj. He may have counseled him, although it is not mentioned directly in Bhagavatam, but obviously he would have counseled as a authority to Indra at some point of time. We can consider that at our understanding, or at least for our own exam, our own application, practical application. But he didn't blaspheme. That is one example he set. He didn't blaspheme in Indra in front of, although he was at fault in front of Prithu. But he was ready to accept Prithu Maharaj. Okay, let's stop. Let's try to solve the problem by coming together. Okay. So this is we have to always be alert of about the pitfall of this Vaishnava Prath, Hatimata Afrad, we say. Okay. And there is a nice story comes how even if we let's say if we find faults with devotees or offend them knowingly or even unknowingly, how it affects us. Okay. So there is a story in case of that, if you go on the next page. So one day you can see Srila Rupa Goswami was in a rapt meditation. And he was feeling great bliss while and he was actually observing the wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan, where gopis were decorating Srimati Radharani. Okay. And at that same time, Krishna came from behind, not unknown to the Srimati Radharani. Okay. And when gopis decorated her very nicely, gopis were aware of Krishna has came. So when gopis gave Srimati Radharani a mirror to see after decoration was completed, and when she saw the mirror to see her own reflection, to see her own decoration, so she saw the image of, she saw the Krishna standing behind. So by seeing Krishna, she little bit with shyness, put it aside, the mirror. So at the same time, all gopis started laughing. It's like a kind of, it was like a prank that Krishna was not there. She was not knowing that Krishna is there at the behind. So as this laughter, this kind of jolly mood, seeing the jolly mood also, our Rupa Goswami also started laughing. Although he was in meditation, externally that smile appeared in his face. But what happened at the same time, there was one Vaishnava whose name, at some places it is mentioned that Krishna Das. Okay. So he was one of the famous devotees at that same time. And he came to see Rupa Goswami, and also it is mentioned that his physical body, he was lame, okay, he was not able to walk properly. So when he came at the same time, it happened that Rupa Goswami smiled, but he smiled for that jolly pastime happened in his meditation. So, but Krishna has thought, okay, he's laughing on me, on my disability, okay. So not speaking anything, he just left that place. Okay, and he just came to Sanatan Goswami. And then he just complained to Sanatan Goswami, this thing has happened. I just went to visit Rupa Goswami and he just laughed on me. So I felt so much ashamed I didn't speak anything and I just came here. So can you just see why this thing happened? Okay. So then Sanatan Goswami, he knew by heart what has happened. So he just consoled that person and told him what was the real thing that had happened. And knowing the thing, why the Rupa Goswami was laughing, then that Vaishnava felt so much sorry inside his heart. He was feeling, not knowing his heart, I just offended that devotee, that Rupa Goswami, such a great Vaishnava. So he was feeling so much sorry, and then Sanat Goswami pacified him. At the same time, similarly, when that devotee left, at that time also, the Rupa Goswami's meditation on that beautiful pastime also broke out. And he was also feeling sorry, thinking, why this thing has happened to me? And then seeing the circumstances, he concluded that maybe someone has came to see me and I didn't properly honored that person. So then for that reason also, as he was feeling a little agitated in his heart, he went to see Sri Sanatan Goswami Pad. And he saw that Vaishnava. And when they saw both of them saw each other, both of them fell to each other, both of them were asking forgiveness, and they were feeling sorry. And by asking forgiveness, they feel little peaceful. Okay, so that way, this pastime also indicates that even unknowingly, that devotee was offended, and both parties were kind of afflicted with anxiety, or they were agitated. Okay, so these also we have to little bit alert that. That our devotional service, we are trying to water our devotional creeper, which is very in beginner stage. Okay. So at that time, just like it is mentioned, mad elephant offense. The Vaishnava Prasad is like a mad elephant offense. It can completely uproot our devotional creeper. Okay. So that way, just like this case, even though Rupa Goswami was in that strong, that meditation of on pastime, unknowingly making a little offense to Vaishnava, his meditation got broke out. But for us, it could be more major impact. So we have to little alert. Rupa Goswami was such a higher position, and it also unknowingly. But we knowingly commit offenses many times. So we have to be little alert and not to commit offenses of Vaishnavas. And for that one only, there is a nice verses come in front by Shri Narayana Chakravarti Thakur in this story, which are very nice. So he mentions, Oye bhai vaishnavete savadhana habe pranapana kari aparadak shamaibe. Oh my brother, please be very careful in dealing with Vaishnavas. beg their forgiveness for any offense with your heart and soul. Vaishnavera dosha drushte habe sabadhana nirantar karibe Vaishnavera gunagana. So be careful not to say Vaishnava's faults and always sing their glories. Purva purva bhagavate bhagavata ganak eikaya Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigena bujhaya. So all of the previous devotees have said that no one can understand the behavior of a Vaishnava. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Priya Bhakta Dware, Anira Dilena Shiksha, Eita Prakare. So although Sri Rupa Goswami is a highly elevated devotee, very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord uses him to teach all of us dangers of Vaishnava Prad. Okay, so here also in case we see, although Vaishnava Indra was made medium, and Prithu Maharaj in this case, okay. So see how a person can be offensive towards other devotee. A devotee can be offensive to other devotee. So Indra was made medium, but we should know, so we should not see that it's like a fault of Indra and such. Obviously, fault was there, but we should not kind of demonize him. Okay, but see, okay, be alert and not to take example on our own life. Be alert on our own life, not to make offenses like Indra made like that. And last, it is mentioned, Bhakta Pada Padma Dhari Mastaka Upar Bhakti Rasa Sahare Dubaya Nirantara. So hold the devotee's lotus feet to your head and always dive in the nectar of pure devotional service. So many times, Indra Maharaj quotes one nice verse. He mentions that Sakala Vaishnava Pode Mora Namaskar Itikachu Aparada Nahoka Amara. Hai Achana Hai Ben Prabhu Jata Bhakta Vrunda Vandana Karut Sabar Charanara Vinda. So it is a I don't remember the name of the poet. Many times Maharaj quotes this nice verse. He mentions Sakala Vaishnavapati Mora Namaskara Ituka Chopradna Hu Kamara Hai Achana Hai Ben Prabhu Jata Bhakta Vrunda Vandana Karut Sabar Charanara Vinda. So my obeisance is at the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas who are there and who will be ever in the future, who will take birth in the future as a Vaishnavas. So I offer obeisance to all the Vaishnavas, past, present, future. And in my endeavors to please all the Vaishnavas, I just pray that I may not commit any offenses again. So this is a mood of Vaishnava, that we have to always be alert. So this we can learn from the first verse. Now let's look into the next verse. Okay. So that first verse, the verse is Sakala Vaishnava Pade Moro Namaskar. Itakicho aparadana hoka amara hayachan haiben prabhu jata bhakta vrinda bandana karu sabara charanara vinda. So this is the verse. So let's go dive into the next verse, which is the verse 34. So let's just read the translation once again. So my dear king, do not be agitated and anxious because your sacrifices have not been properly executed due to providential impediments. Kindly take my words with great respect. We should always remember that if something happens by providential arrangement, we should not be very sorry. The more we try to rectify such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest region of materialistic thought. So if we analyze this verse, we can go to the next verse. Okay. So it is mentioned, Masvin Maharaj Kurtasmo Chintam. So here it comes Ma Chintam. Ma chintam means don't do unnecessary anxiety. Chinta. Chinta is mentioned to be, you can say, unnecessary anxiety. You can say, anxiety in the sense. So, ma chintam. This is the one. So, do not be agitated or anxious. Okay. This is the first lessons we have to be there. So, there is nice doha comes in front of, in this context. So, it mentions, it's by Tulsidas ji. So it mentioned, Chinta se chaturai ghate, ghate rupa aur gyan, Chinta badi abhagini, Chinta chita saman. So Chinta is like that pyre of fire, no? Okay. The pyre that when we have that, we keep the body for the burning. So that it's like that pyre, where all your, even the your beauty or even your intelligence and even your knowledge, every get burns by chinta, by anxiety, unnecessary anxiety. So obviously we should be ready to take anxiety for Krishna, just like Prabhupada mentions, okay, we should be ready to take anxiety for Krishna to make the people to take this moment ahead. Okay. But the unnecessary anxiety in the sense, anxiety that is being caused by all these three threefold miseries. We are in this material world, so obviously threefold miseries come to us. So we should not be necessarily more anxious about them. Okay. And we, how should be our mode? Just like the next dua comes that Tulsi Bharose Ramake Nirbhay Hoke Soe Anhoni Honi Nahi Honi Hoi So Hoi. So it mentioned that, okay, just be peaceful and take a peaceful rest by or be completely dependent on Ram or Krishna, or you can say Supreme Lord. Okay, Tulsi Daji is saying. And Anhoni Honi Nahi, nothing going to happen. Any bad thing is not going to happen. And even in case Honi Hoi So Hoi, so in case it is going to happen, so let it happen. So what is the problem to you? You be situated in devotional service with Ram Bharose. Okay, have complete faith on the Supreme Lord. He will protect you in every situation. Like that we say, na rakshati iti vishwaso. So if we have that full faith that Lord will protect us in every situation, so even in case some adverse situation comes, so we will always be peaceful in that situation. Okay, so this is the thing we should be always ma chintam, don't be agitated and anxious unnecessarily. Okay, so there is also a nice story comes in this case regards, like there was one farmer, let's say we name it like Ram Bharose, you can say. Okay, or sometimes it named as Shanti Kumar, whatever. But nice story we quote many times in our lectures, different places. So that farmer has one horse, and that horse went to forest. Okay, so therefore, and when it went to forest, all people were like laughing on it, that farmer's position. They're saying, okay, you see your horse ran away. Said, okay, what is the Lord's Ram's will? Okay, what is the desire of the Lord Ram? It's okay. Okay, what is the Lord is willing? No problem. Okay, he was peaceful. Then when the horse went to the forest, after a few days, he returned back with three, four more horses. He made friendship with other horses and he also brought them back to his house. So now he has four, five horses. Severin was astonished, all the villagers. They were saying, oh, you got now so many horses. So he was still peaceful. Okay, Lord's will, Lord's desire. So then it happened that, okay, one day his son took one of the horse and went outside on the horse. So that son fell from the horse and then his leg got broken. Okay. So then again people were laughing to him. See, due to horses now your son's leg got broken. So he said, okay, Lord's will, whatever he was, it's Lord's desire, no problem. Okay. And then at that same time that kingdom, it was attacked by some other adjacent king. So then king declared all the young people in the villagers, all the youths, they should join the army. Okay. So then people that came, all army persons, and they were recruiting all one, and they saw this, that farmer's son, his leg was broken, so they said that he is not fit for fighting in the war. They said, okay, so we will not take him, we will not recruit him. So everyone was again glorifying his fortune. Oh, see, your son got saved. He didn't need to go to your fight. So he said, oh, it's also Lord's desire. So this is the case, this is the way. We have to be always peaceful in all adverse situations. Maybe there will be some good things happening to our life. We should not be like overjoyous for that. We should be thankful to the Lord for whatever good things are happening. And even in case of there are some reversals and there are some things happening out of our control, we still be peaceful and consider it as a desire of the Lord. So recently I read, there was in dandosh.com, there is a small autobiography, or you can say, How I Came to Krishna Consciousness, is given by Vijay Prabhu, one of those nice Sankirtan devotee, Prabhupada disciple. So he mentioned in one of when he was hitchhiking and he was traveling in his quest for searching for absolute truth. So he read in one of the spiritual book he was reading at the time, he was not connected to still our movement. So he read that, okay, one progressing spiritual path, one gradually becomes detached, okay, from material things. So it happened that when he was traveling, he thought that, okay, his mood was, I'm traveling in a search to search for the God. So okay, if I just wanted to go a place where I will be now forget my materialistic life, okay, It was the mood of that Vijay Prabhu when he was traveling. And then he was just searching for the different spiritual communities and all. So at one way, he went in his, during his journey at one place, almost all of his things were stolen. Okay. He only had his book, his little some money, and his ticket back to his country, United States. And that was what his position. But at that time, he felt that that having these fewer possessions that helped him to in his quest to search ahead. And again, after a few days, all what was his money was there with him. All that money was also got stolen. So, so he only had this his passport and whatever his book. Okay. And in that situation, he mentions that he was happier than he had ever been before. Okay. And because he knew that beyond a shadow of doubt, that God was making an arrangement of his life. So this is the great realization he shared, that beyond shadow of doubt, we should be always aware that even in the case of reversals, even in case of reversal in our life, there is some arrangement Lord is making for us. And obviously in due course of time, all things must pass. Just like there's a nice song by George Harrison, all things must pass. So these things also will go away. Okay, so this we have, and we should be situated in devotional service to the Lord. That way we will remain peaceful. So this faith we need, that all our situation, Lord is making some arrangement for us. And then next is Vacha Adrutatma. So it is mentioned that, it is mentioned that Brahmaji is mentioning, take my words, accept my words very seriously, okay, with very respect. So we have to be always ready to accept the words of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra with very respect. Okay, and think, and we have to think and contemplate on the same. Just like I remember specifically these two quotations by Prabhupada I mentioned there, that you are not the body. Prabhupada mentioned one time one devotee in Krishna Balaram Mandir, I hope, what I remember. So he was sleeping, and then Prabhupada came early morning, and he said, why you are sleeping? So Prabhupada came, I think, 2-3 times. And he said, why you are sleeping? So he mentioned, oh, Prabhupada, I am not a pure devotee like you. So Prabhupada mentioned, why are you not pure devotee? So this is, although this question like that, this question is like it's like an instruction for us as a goal for our lifetime to think why we are not pure devotees. Okay. And again, one more memory of Prabhupada is quoted by Shilindra Swami Maharaj. So he mentioned that once he was traveling with him London. He came to London with Prabhupada. So while devotees were picking the luggage, Maharaj got some time. At that time he was obviously grosta, but at that time he got some time to just travel with Prabhupada towards the flight, while boarding the flight. Other devotees were bringing luggage, so he was alone with kind of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada mentioned to him 2-3 times. He asked him his name, so he mentioned Indramna Adhikari, Indrandas Adhikari. So he mentioned, Indrandimna, you are not this body. Okay. And he mentioned 2-3 times. So this, like, he was emphasizing on that instruction. And this thing was specifically, now these two instructions were recently, when I was also a little bit, I got some opportunity to serve by myself, Vaishnavas, like last COVID, a few months. So that time, when all the devotees were also with Maharaj when he was taking lunch, so at two different instances, he mentioned these instructions by taking name of every devotee. Okay, like Varajapati, why are you not pure devotee? Or why, or you are not this body? So he was also kind of emphasizing this instruction of Prabhupada. Again, just to make us and remember this thing once again and again in our life. So that way we have to contemplate on this, keep on contemplating the instructions of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, and take them with very respect, great respect. Okay, so this is the thing, Vacho Adrutatma. And then the next is Dhyayato Daivahatam. Okay, so it's like, don't keep meditating on Daivahatam. Dhyayato is like meditating, and Daiva Hutam. So like, oh, what is misfortune I have? Oh, I am like this. Always it's mentioned, okay, we should be humble, but not like, okay, not be get kind of lose our enthusiasm to practice devotional service. Okay, like that, we are so fallen. That's humility is good. Okay. But at the same time, we should not lose the hope of practicing devotional service in that humility. In that, it should not be like extremism of that one. So Dhyayato Daivahatam. So we should not be like, in case some reverses comes in our life, we should not be much more contemplating on it very much. Okay. Don't keep on meditating on that things. Okay. So just like nice verse comes in Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato Vishayanpunsam Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Kradhu Vijayate. So here also it is mentioned that if you are meditating on Daivahatam, then the next comes it what? Manu Ati Rushtam. The next thing is that one becomes very angry. Okay, if one just contemplating, oh, why this thing happened to me? Why this thing happened to me? Then what will happen to you? Okay, if you are not satisfied with what happened in your life, then you will become angry on that situation or that person. Okay, due to whom that thing may have happened in your life. So it should not be, because just like also it is mentioned, that dhyayato vishayan punsa sangasti shubhayate, and it also leading to anger. It is leading to kama and then krodha and anger. So we should be always alert that, because just like meditating on sense object, we develop attachment, okay? And then we are hankering for that, okay? And once we lose that one, once we get that particular thing or particular situation in our life, as per our plan, we are thinking that this thing should happen in this way in our life. We have this expectation. And let's say things happen like that way. Okay, so we feel, okay, I'm happy. But in case if that thing doesn't happen with our way, or if let's say we have something, we got as per our expectation, we got some possession. Let's say some object which we were desiring, we got it. But when we have that one, we are also always in fear, shoka. Fear of bhai, of lament, of whether I will lose that thing from my hand. Or that situation from my hand. So always there is either due to that illusion, moha, there is a fear, bhaya, and also lamentation. Lamentation when that thing or situation comes out of our hand, goes out of our hand, okay? Or we lose that thing. So we have our lamentation, we lament, oh, why this thing happened to me? Okay, I got this loss, maybe material, maybe spiritual, whatever. But, so, and that way, that will again lead to anger. Because why this thing didn't happen to with me? So we should be always alert that we should not keep on meditating on these reverses, but accept it as it is mentioned, arrangement of providence or by will of the Lord. Maybe reverses are there, but this is for me to learn some lesson from that. It is for me for my purification. Okay, so accept that thing and go ahead in your life. Okay, so that way you will not be manovati rushtam. You will not be very angry. Because if you are more angry, then krodhat bhavati sammohat, sammohat smriti vibhramat, and then smriti bhamshat buddhinashat, buddhinashat pranashyati. So there will be this chain will follow, and obviously there will be your devotional practice will get impacted, and we don't want that. Okay. And then next is vishate tamavandham. Okay. So obviously the result of this is manu atirushtam, the more very angry. It is mentioned that your endeavors directed by reversals, they are again create further anxiety or trouble. We enter into the darkest region of material anxiety. Prabhupada mentioned his purport. So there is a nice verse comes by Prahlad Maharaj. You can say that it's a very famous verse. Yasmat priya priya vyoga sayoga janma shokagninasakalayo nichudayyamana dukkha ushidam tadapi dukkha matadhyayam bhruman bhamami padame tavadasya yogam. So he mentioned that yasmat priya apriya vyoga sayoga janma. Okay, so in our life it happens that what is dear to us, priya, or let's say what is not very dear to us, these things or objects or situations, they sometimes come some sanyoga, and sometimes there is a vyoga. Sometimes these things happen in our life, whether it is good of thing or it is a bad thing, or sometimes it is we feel vyoga from that, we feel separation from that. That's like something good thing is there, some bad comes, we feel separation from the good situation in our life. Okay. And due to that one, what we experience, shokagni nasakala yonishudayyamanam. This shokagni, this fire of lamentation, this happens in every living entity. Even if you, let's say, pelt a stone towards any animal, let's say dog or something, he also feels lamentation, no? He also cries. So every living entity is going through this pain of separation, shokagni, the fire of lamentation. Okay. because he experienced this combination of what is very dear and what is not dear, combination of separation and combination association of that particular situation or object. And but by that one, what happens? Dukhausham tatapi dukham atadhyayam. So when it's like when we are trying to do some material remedy for some particular situation, material problem, it again creates a further problem. So just like we can see example, Prabhupada mentions one of the his lecture also with quote like that. He mentioned that why United Nations was formed. United Nations was formed because of enmity between nations. We saw the World War I, World War II, and now currently that Ukraine-Russia war is going on very, very unfortunately. But now the situation, we saw that United Nations was formed only by the reason that there should be, all countries should come united, although it is very difficult. Okay, and common ground. Okay, but still he mentioned that okay, it is very difficult to bring everyone when there is enmity to settle up the misunderstanding is more troublesome. Prabhupada mentions when there is enmity between the persons or countries, you can say, or anything, it is very difficult to settle them. We had seen in so many examples in United Nations also. So although United Nations was formed with so much anxiety, so much trouble was made just to remove the enmity. But still, making them to come on common platform is very difficult. Is very troublesome. Another example comes like, let's say, Prabhupada mentions like, if we have some disease, let's say boil, okay. So to remove that boil, sometimes we have to do operation, which is more painful than the boil, okay, and the surgical operation. So but we have to take anesthesia, chloroform, and that way, but to subdue the pain. But still, that solution is like more painful, okay. And again, we see the more nice example of transportation, okay. The earlier days, the means of transportation were like animals, horses, or bullock carts and all. Then, as technology advanced, there was bicycles, then two wheelers, motorcycles, scooters, and now four wheelers. So people are now, there are so many, if you see during work hours, if you go into Mumbai, on the highway on the Mumbai roads, you will see so much traffic that just to cross, let's say a kilometer or distance which you take to cross, just like 10 minutes, you will take maybe half hour or something like that when there is a traffic jam. So there is so much sound pollution and there is so much air pollution that is being caused. So technology is good, no doubt. But then the solution, that problem was solved to solve the problem of transportation. The technology came up with a solution of bringing more and more advanced vehicles. But with that one also new problem that got generated is like of pollution, and then again so much anxiety and all. So that way you can see dukkha ushadam tatra dukkham atadhyayam. So like any material remedy to solve a material problem is again creating a more problem. Okay, so better, especially when in devotee community circle, we should be always be alert and not to be more focusing on finding material problems, material remedies for a conflict or problem. The problem can be resolved by spiritual remedy. That by being situated in devotional service, in proper etiquettes, in dealing with Vaishnavas and all. So that way we will remain peaceful everywhere. And even in our situation, even in case some external situation comes, any disease comes, sometimes we see so many, we have some examples in our Prabhupada disciples. Now we see so many those who have now went back to Godhead. They got some terminal disease. But still in that case also, they were always peaceful in that. Like our Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he got a cancer, he got ulcers in his stomach. But still he was jolly in that mood. Okay, when he was brought back to leave his body in Mayapur, he was still jolly in that mood. So that way, he didn't consider that thing, or even Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Okay, so in that way, we can take examples from the life of these devotees. Then even in case of reversals, that may be coming due to some external situations, like diseases or anything, or maybe due to conflict between devotees, anything. We have to be always remain peaceful and situated properly in devotional service. Okay, so then we'll remain peaceful. So the conclusion is, tolerate reversals. Just to see one more analog example, just similar situation came of Janmajaya also. Janmajaya Maharaj, when you were doing Sarpa Yagya, he was about to give ahuti of even Indra himself, sorry, our Takshak himself, and even Indra also, even he was trying to do off track. So then senior sage has to off track him, okay, to convince him to not to do this Sarpa Yagya, to kill all snakes, okay, because the Janmaya Maharaj was doing it because Parikshit Maharaj was killed by Takshak, okay. So because this solution, the problem he was trying to do is to kill all the snakes of the world for that Yagya. Okay, but that was not a proper problem because that will again create more enmity and more again like problems ahead in the future. So that way you can see the problems can be resolved by proper dealing and that way this is the conclusion is that, yeah. So tolerate reversals. So you can see just like Prabhupada also mentioned in his purport that Krishna mentions to tolerate. So tolerate like he mentions in this shloka, Matras Parshyastu Kondiya Shiroshnashko Tukada Agama Apayino Nityam Tam Tidikshaswa Bharata. So like just like he mentioned that all these like they are like anityas. All these things that happens in our life, reverses, they are also anitya. They are not permanent. They will come and they will go. Even they are reversals. So we should tolerate them. We should not get agitated by them unnecessarily. Okay. And then next is have a faith on Krishna. The next conclusion like, can you go on the next page? So Krishna mentions that Bhaktaram Yajnata Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Surudam Sarvabhutanam Nyatva Mam Shanti Mruchyati. So if we know the Lord in ultimate sense that He is a supreme beneficiary for everyone as a Suhrud in everyone's heart, then we will always remain peaceful. And just like it mentioned in translation that Prabhupada mentioned that we'll attain peace from the any pangs of material miseries. So material miseries and anxieties, whatever they are there in our life that are coming. So just accept them as they are coming by providence or by the will of the Lord. And if we situate our consciousness in devotional service to the Lord, then we always remain peaceful and will not create any anxiety or even in any grudges towards any situation or any person specifically in devotee community, we have to be very alert. Okay. And that way our devotional creeper will remain saved. So that is the thing we can learn from these two verses. Have a faith on Krishna and accept reversals and do not and respect all devotees. So that way these two verses give us some understanding. So please accept my obeisances to Lotus Prabhu, all of you, and please forgive for any kind of mistakes in my understanding and presenting this presentation on these two verses. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, you can ask, but I will try to answer. I'm not sure I will be able to answer, but yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very wonderful, very systematic class today. Thank you so much. Very nicely you highlighted the importance of Vaishnava Nidha, criticism, fault finding. Maybe we would like to highlight what motivates us to be critical of other devotees. You know, what is that inner urge which causes us to be critical of others? And second part is, though we know theoretically to tolerate, but it's not such an easy thing, right? So what can you advise for somebody who's having difficulty in tolerating the urge to criticize?
First question you mentioned about how to what makes us to make the Vaishnava offense, you can say, or operate towards Vaishnavas, what is there? So generally it comes from obviously the false ego. The one of the main reasons is the false ego. But the main thing, yeah, obviously we have some expectations that certain situation or certain person should behave in our own way. So we stick to our expectations, okay. Rather than thinking that will of the Lord, everything should happen by the will of the Lord or by the will of the senior Vaishnava and all, Guru. What we have to expect in our life is that we have to follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So rather than thinking that, we think that our own opinion is superior. So at that time only their conflict comes, when we only are only sticking to our own opinion. that this is only the proper way I am thinking. And that way the conflicts and then offenses and then fault finding happens. Okay, why that person is not acting according to what I feel is better. Okay. Or maybe if that some person may make some fault, so we may feel that, okay, I'm in superior position, I didn't make that fault, but that way I may feel that I'm the superior than that because I didn't make that fault. Okay. So that way we are kind of demeaning the position of that person but not seeing the good qualities of that person. If we sometimes it happens obviously because we have this material body and we are not yet purified, we are in process of purification. So these things will come in our heart. Okay. But at the same time we have to subdue them by thinking, okay, I'm feeling some grudge towards that particular devotee, particular Vaishnava. I'm finding some fault with that, or I'm finding some viewpoint of him which is not as per my expectation. So then rather than keeping that grudge, I should see, okay, what is the good qualities, what are the good things he had done, what are the nice things he had done, what services he has done for our mission or movement or for Prabhupada. Okay. And that way, by just glorifying that person, by just glorifying in our own mind also, and even in front of others also, we will feel peaceful like them. The negative emotions that are coming inside our heart, that are coming up at the top of our consciousness, they will gradually get subdued. If we try to remember, oh, this devotee is such so nicely serving Vaishnavas, he's so nicely doing nice preaching service or different services he's doing. He's nicely cooking for Vaishnavas or cooking for Lord Shiva. So seeing their good qualities, then we can subdue that situation and that particular thing which we are feeling not as per our expectation. And we should not be over-expected also. We should see that whether our expectation is genuine. Okay, as per whether it is is approved by senior authorities. And even if it is approved by senior authorities, if we are not in position to correct that person who is not acting according to our will, go through the channel, okay, and don't keep grudges. Give the space to that person to express his opinion, and at the same time be respectful. Obviously, it is very difficult, as you mentioned, it's very difficult to be respectful, but we have to cultivate that habit gradually. By cultivating that habit only, we will be able to overcome this. Things. So I think I hope I tried to give answer to your questions. So then yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Such a beautiful class. And I can see that these all thoughts come only after self-reflection and, when you yourself practice. Just one thing which I am struggling with is when we tolerate things, sometimes that tolerance also affects our own faith. In the sense, there is a limit for everyone to tolerate. Means like, a rubber band has its own elasticity. If we don't consider our own natural elasticity and tolerate too much beyond what our capacity is, it results in the break of the faith also. So how do we handle this?
So I'll just try to reflect on that. So tolerance is a little difficult, and sometimes beyond our capacity to tolerate, it becomes difficult. But if we see tolerance itself is indicating that when we are tolerating, we should not be kind of judgmental in the sense that, we should also understand that that particular situation or that particular devotee who is not is not behaving as per our expectation or as per expectation by our institution or authority, then in that sense, better thing is to go through proper channel and ask a particular authority to counsel that particular person, a particular devotee, so that he will improve on that situation, so that we will not have to more tolerate that situation or that person. Okay. Because there should be also improvement on that side. Also, it's not like that if you see from other side, let's say you are causing some trouble to other people, so we should not expect that everyone should tolerate you. But we have to also understand that due to your some decisions, it's causing affecting other people also, other devotees also. So then someone has to at least tell that person that, okay, this is wrong, this is something is not proper, this is not proper expectation. But how you inform it is a kind of art. You have to, one proper, if proper authority with proper mood and proper way tells that person, that devotee, okay, this is not proper way, that as per expectation. Maybe you can improve it in proper way. This is proper dealing should be like that way. Then that person also will start improving, and then you will also not have to tolerate. And from the point perspective of that person, he also not feel that, okay, I just go on doing my previous thing and everyone will tolerate me. So he also think that, okay, this is the fault that has been told by my authority on me. And he should also accept it with a humble mood. Okay, I have to improve on this thing. So let me work on that so that I will improve. So that there will be some friendly appreciation and friendly environment between devotee community. Okay, so that way, this is a responsibility of both the parties, afflicted and those who are affected, we can say. So, but at the same time, tolerance, we can tolerate as much as possible, knowing that person obviously is sincerely practicing. Unless he's not sincerely practicing, then obviously we have rights to take actions and all at your level. But if he's sincerely practicing devotional service, that particular person, then it's sure that in due course of time, the problem that you are seeing, apparent problem, due to which you need to tolerate, it will go away if he is sincerely practicing, that person. So you have to encourage that person to sincerely practice devotional service. So that way, if he is sincerely practicing, that problem will gradually go away. And you will also not need to tolerate much more. So I think that could be the solution in this case, because I hope. I tried to give answer. So.
Yeah, and just one more point here. Like, when we talk about tolerance, and how do we balance with that understanding that even we are part and parcel of the Lord? If we accept too much trouble to ourselves, is also not right, because it's also not the right mood of service, because that takes away your happiness in Krishna consciousness.
It's not about too much. It's like if you are attached to being, if you are tolerating happily, then you won't feel any agitation. Okay, you are tolerating that devotee happily, knowing that and seeing good qualities of that devotee or that person or that situation, seeing good in that situation, then you will not be feeling much more agitated.
But then we will not call it tolerance, Prabhu. Then we will not say it as tolerance. When we say the word tolerance.
No, tolerance indicate, because it is mentioned here also, no? That what you have to do is, it mentioned that consider this thing as arranged by the Lord or Providence. Okay, for our own purification. But tolerating this thing, my false ego will get purified. See in that situation, see in that perspective. If we see in that perspective, then ultimately our whole perspective to see that thing will get removed away. So if we tolerate in that mood, okay, this is an arrangement, this is a situation arranged by the Lord for my own purification of false ego. So let me tolerate. And that way, we will not feel agitated. That agitation in mind will immediately go away. And we will feel peaceful, and then we can practice devotional service. So we have to focus more on the positive aspect of devotional service rather than just tolerating. Tolerating one aspect that is required to practice devotional service sincerely. So I think that answers.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.